And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 10th of October, 2016. 1938, on this day, the Munich Agreement was signed by Germany, Great Britain, France, and Italy, which ceded part of Czechoslovakia, the part known as Sudetenland, to Germany. Hitler promised that by signing this, he was pledging peace and he would not invade Czechoslovakia further. 6 months later, he violated the agreement, and it was the beginning of World War II. It was on this day, 1881, Charles Darwin published his last scientific book. It was a book about worms, in which he said there are more than 53,000 worms at work in any given acre of land, and they had turned a rocky field behind his uncle's house into smooth soil over the course of many years. His health was failing, Charles Darwin, and he told a friend he wanted to complete his book on worms before he joined them in the cemetery. It's the birthday of Harold Pinter, London, 1930, best known for his plays, The Birthday Party, and others, plays that often take place in a single room and employ dramatic pauses, which became his trademark. He would note the pauses in the text of the play, either with the word silence or the word pause or just an ellipsis, and it was the pauses that came to be known as Pinteresque, a word that now appears in the Oxford English Dictionary. Harold Pinter grew up during World War II, reading the novels of Virginia Woolf and Dostoevsky, watching American gangster films and British war movies. Went to drama school for 2 years. A friend asked him to write a play. Pinter said no, it would take 6 months, but instead it took him 4 days. That was in 1957, a play called The Room. A producer saw it, asked if he had anything else, and Pinter wrote The Birthday Party, which premiered in 1958. Audiences booed, it got bad reviews. His next play was The Caretaker. It was a success in 1960. And The Birthday Party, the play that was booed, now considered a classic. It's the birthday of the composer Vernon Duke, born Vladimir Dukelsky in Belarus, Russia, 1903. He was a classical musician. The family fled Russia after the revolution. They came to America in steerage, wound up in New York, where he met George Gershwin. They became good friends. Dukelsky played for Gershwin one of his own piano sonatas, and Gershwin said, "There's no money in that kind of stuff and no heart in it either. Try to write some real popular tunes." So he did, and he changed his name to Vernon Duke and wrote some hits in the 1930s, April in Paris, Autumn in New York, and Taking a Chance on Love. Vernon Duke, who said, "Every dogma has its day, but good music lives forever." Here's a poem for today by Wendell Berry, entitled October 10th. Now constantly there is the sound, quieter than rain, of the leaves falling. Under their loosening bright gold, the sycamore limbs bleach whiter. Now the only flowers are bee-weed and aster, spray of their white and lavender over the brown leaves. The calling of a crow sounds loud, a landmark, now that the life of summer falls silent and the nights grow. Wendell Berry's poem October 10 from his new collected poems, published by Counterpoint and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.